It's beginning to look a lot like democide. An article by John C.A. Manley, December 21st, 2023. It's beginning to look a lot like democide. All right, it's looked like democide for about 3 years now. Since Christmas 2020, when Pfizer and Moderna gifted the world with their government-sponsored mRNA injections. For those too innocent to know what democide means. Democide, noun, the killing of members of a country's civilian population as a result of its government's policy, including by direct action, indifference, and neglect. Demo is Greek for common people, for example, democracy, and side is Greek for to kill, for example, homicide, pesticide. This year is looking more like democide than ever because Statistics Canada released their death stats for 2022. Check out this table, link below, for a summary of the top 10 causes of death from 2019 to 2022. The chart shows there's been a 17% increase in deaths from 2019 to 2022, even though, despite massive immigration, Canada's population has only increased 2.1%. More revealing is the 475% increase in ill-defined and unspecified causes of mortality, otherwise known as deaths by unknown causes. From 3,378 deaths in 2019 to 16,043 deaths in 2022. Now, the fact-checker's rebuttal to this has a little truth mixed with deflection. Some of those unknown deaths are still under investigation and will be reassigned to another category. Of course, we're 12 months into 2023, so I can't imagine many of those 16,043 unsolved deaths suddenly being solved. The bodies are long gone, so how much more investigation is possible? While most Canadian politicians won't even acknowledge the data, Maxime Bernier of the populist conservative People's Party of Canada was bold enough to state, "What happened in 2021 that could have caused this explosion of unexplained deaths over the last 2 years? An experimental pharmaceutical product was rushed to market and forced on Canadian society, is what happened. They told us it was safe and effective, but over the last few years we have learned more and more about how that COVID shot was neither." Bernier also pointed out that the chart shows COVID-19 deaths are rising. There were 15,890 COVID deaths in 2020, but 19,716 in 2022. I suspect, however, this is principally a result of PCR tests labeling the old-fashioned flu as COVID. If you look further down the chart, you will see that, quote, chronic lower respiratory death and influenza and pneumonia, end quote, have dropped from 8,594 to 5,985. That's 3,826 extra COVID deaths, but 2,206 fewer flu deaths. Either way, no testimony to the efficacy of vaccines. Now, despite all the evidence regarding vaccine-induced myocarditis, the data shows that diseases of the heart have only seen a 3% increase, about on par with population growth. Of course, many, if not most, of those unexplained deaths may have been undiagnosed heart attacks. Liver disease has gone from 3,573 deaths in 2020 to 4,530 in 2023. The liver's main job is processing toxins, such as the mRNA jab contains and produces. Also worth noting is that deaths by pneumonitis, inflammation of the lung tissue without an infection, has increased from 1,616 to 2,104. Despite the talk about turbo tumors, cancer is only up 2.5% from 80,372 in 2020 to 82,412 in 2022, almost on par with population growth. Accidents are up from 15,527 to 18,365. Could those extra 2,838 accidents actually be vaccidents? People losing consciousness as a result of their injection has become a well-known phenomenon. Note how in 2021, the year when most people were getting their shots, saw even more accidental deaths. Possibly also related to the shots is a 30% rise in death from hypertension from 1,588 to 2,074. Well, evidence of mass democide isn't one of those Christmas gifts that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. I think Statistics Canada has given the world a gift that will wake up many in 2023. Of course, it all comes down to what we do with the data. We need to be bold. Share this post with friends and family via email and social media. Print out copies and stuff them in Christmas cards. It may not be the gift your loved ones were expecting, but if you want to see them around for many more Christmases, then you may need to risk a little disharmony. After all, the original Christmas story didn't have a happy ending. It concludes with mass democide, wherein the military slays all babies under two. Quote, "When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi." Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Jesus evaded death because an angel warned his parents of King Herod's evil agenda. Likewise, be an angel and share this article with those you care about this holiday season.
Don't miss a future Blazing Pinecone post. Become an email subscriber at blazingpinecone.com.